So topics I'd like to talk today. First one is, if someone is mazik someone else on Purim, I am a chuyif to pay or not. Last week we spoke about someone was drunk. But here we're talking about if someone was mazik someone on Purim, you have to pay or not.
Not drunk.
What? Not drunk. So tshuva and Trumas Hadashim, this is his lashon. Shemaiti me'avtuvia b'shem Yivra, v'chol ma'ichol, shaloichem ha'bochrim, zeh mizeh, v'bochrim take food one from another, shaloi b'shus, they take you without permission, v'shem simchas purim, if you're doing jokingly for fun, from the time the shas priest on Megillah, at laila ha'boch, from the time of priest on Megillah, until the night before, Shemam Shichim buys to this Purim, because normally this Purim goes into the second night of Shushan Purim. Shehem comes out, Shnei Leilais, Yem Echad, Amen, Mishum Geneva, Yinad Avis to Geneva, Vulay Mishum Gzeila, there's no Sigzeila. Leila has been of a bezin, he came mass, he came comb to the entire, Avei Chashim Olam. That's a, not more important. That's for sure what the Tumas Sedashin says. The Beis Yosef brings down this Tumas Sedashin. The Beis Yosef in Al-Chaim, Tovesh Tzadikei brings down this Beis Yosef. And it says, V'nirli, he brings down Tumas Sedashin, he calls it Tumas Sedashin, and he says that it's V'nirli, the Haino Lidatu, Shainayim Abachim Kain. They used to do it. Ava Anu L'Nayikei, we don't do such things. And Chirat, Ben Purim, L'Shai Maisa Shana L'Ninizah. There's no Chirat in Purim, and the rest of the year, that's also. You're not allowed to steal it. There's no hatha whatsoever. No, it's also to be guided of a geigel. There's no hatha whatsoever. The mechaber in Hilchos Purim doesn't say anything. Even though Beis Yosef writes about it, but it doesn't write anything in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Amor, in Tofesh Tzadikei of Beis, the Amor says like this. The Amor says, V'yesh oimim de'im chizik echeretz chaveroi mikoyach tzibchus purim potem mishalom. If someone was mazik someone purim, he's potem from pain. Like the Beis Yosef, like the Tshuva Sadeshim. So now he argues on the Beis Yosef. Even though Beis Yosef isn't saving here, he doesn't mention the Shekhinah, but the argument he says if you're mazik someone on purim, the din is your potter. That's what the potter, because it was Purim potter, he potter from pain. If you might throw him in Kippur. I'm Purim. Even though the Tshuva says no shit about being mastic, he says it's talking about stealing. We call it the Lashon. If you steal, Gleber Tzela. So Vais says that Ramon learned is not, what's the difference between mastic or you steal? It's the same thing. So Ramela, your potter. It might be steal. You have Xela or your Mazik, the din is your potter. The Moga Avram, over here in Tophet Tzadikei, in Sifkat Zayin, he brings the Machoikis. He says, Yesh Ayman, someone say your potter only if your Mazik, Memoinai. But if your Mazik Kufay, your Mazik is good, the din is a Chayef. However, Aguda, he brings on Aguda that argues that even if your Mazik Kufay, your potter, you do it unintentionally. But if you do it with Kavana, if you have to do intention to mazik him, then you're chayef. Because that's not the heter, if you do it with Shaykh, if you do it unintentionally, eventually, you don't have to do mazik somebody. And the Sifkat Ches, Ramah says, Ramah is only talking that you're mazik mikayach simcha. But if you give him a mazik, again, you're chayef. That's what the Mogavam speaks out. The Mishabura quotes a Bach, Mishabura in Sifkan Yud Gimel, over there in Tophet Tzadikei, Sifkan quotes a Bach, and says the Chilik, if the Hezek Gadol, the Hezek Katan. If it's a Hezek Gadol, then the person are Machpid, then you have to pay. But if the Hezek Katan, people normally are Machpid, and then they're part of paying. These are the Shittas. There are more, then there's another Amor, there are more in Tophet, Tzadik Vav, at the end, he says, Хейм бней адам, ахальчин зам не зав, дах симха, хейм бадэ ланишум, ланишум сигзал, венава ках. Ваче ясы дошла гуган, ка пицца цумаир. He says again, Рамон Шитанцай, he says that if you're mad at somebody, if you steal from somebody, they have simcha, you're not over his the raisa of the sixth.
Is this going to be negated to other times, not just
for? Yeah, well, we're going for that. Going for it. Okay. So right now, talking about pork.
Sailor is amazing.
Huh?
Sailor is amazing.
They're doing it for fun, for porn. They're doing it for fun, for porn.
Yeah, but you know you're taking somebody's.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'll have a big head. Yeah, so,
do they have to share between cup and gutter?
We'll get to that also. Okay, alright. Alright. The Mishnebura says, according to this, it comes out, according to this Ramah, he says, if I steal food, I will make a bracha. So, the dinner is, it says in Halacha, if you steal food, you're not allowed to make a bracha. And you're involved all night. But here it's mutter to steal, but steal food, I want to make a bracha. He says, Mio, he says, however, Kotze Shalom, if he's not a rabbi, Kotze Shalom, the rabbi Mishal Sidon, it's not proper. Shamanasha, Yichuk, Yichuk. He shouldn't do such a thing. He doesn't say it's us, he says it's not proper. But, like this Ramah, it's mutter to steal, you're not even still a sixth. Okay. Those are the vices for me. However, the Aruch HaShulchan comes here, the Aruch HaShulchan in two places. Aruch HaShulchan in Tzofesh Tzadikei, Sif Kat and Yud. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out. V'achshav, he says, V'avayseinu Rabim, Arava Kol Simcha, we don't have the real type of Simcha. Ein ane Neugim, V'svayach Kol Kach, we don't have the real Simcha. And Shiva, it still comes to the magic, people don't come, from text simcha to magic somebody else, and the neighbor, he says, if you magic somebody, today this man is there, if you magic someone, chai the shalom. There's no hetter. Today is no hetter. Even though it's from his nation, I mean to say to the maker, today there's no hetter. That's what he says. And the same thing speaks out again in Tzofesh Tzadik Vav, in Sif Kat Yud Beis, it says the same thing again, there's no hetter. If you magic someone, this man is there, you know it's a steal, you know it's a magic, it's all awesome. There's no hetter whatsoever. So you don't have to be chaser. So comes out according to this, to the coin that's machoikas are paiskim. If you're magic son of poem, if you're chayv or not, according to the base chaser and Aruch HaShulchan, there's no act of this man as there, and you're chayv. However, Amor, the Mogavam, and from the Nuh, the Shavur, I say, you're potter. Just the Bach makes a chilek if it's a Hezek Kadron or a Hezek Kadron. Those are the three sheeters that were that are by Purim. However, this Shaila is not the gay only Purim, it's a gay any Simcha Shul Mitzvah. Why? There's a Machlokes to Shainim. The Mishnah says, and that Memhei in Sukkah, Memhei Alal, the Mishnah says that there used to be a state, it used to in the Chazon of Mekaka, the Lulam of Katania, and the other in the Shri on the seventh day of Sukkot is to take away, steal away, take away without permission, is to take away the Lulam of the children. The Eichon said, you see, okay, Shotinaikis, of the children. The aim of the daughter of Lamishim Gezel is not, there's no way to Gezel, Lamishim Dakishon, Kachnogu Machashufa, so we're not Machma Simcha. That's what Rashi speaks out. So Taisa says, the Vimachum Yad, these are the Rashi. It says, Yesh Vimur Mikan, Rais Vim Bachim Shalechim, the system of God's Chosam. Let them come to our weddings. But Nechom is on there, they fight. Part of the, I guess, the journey to the wedding is to fight with each other. The Kohen Vigya Shechreir, and you have to tear the beggar of your friend, Shechavei of his friend, on the Kapil of Sisoi, or you damage the horse, then to it. Kachnogu Machasim Chosam. The Nogu Machasim Chosam, and you're part of a bank, from magic. So you see, it's not after Shailan Purim, The shadow by Simchas Chasim Akala. By Simchas Akala, if you're dancing and you have to hurt somebody, the shadow's dancing, within it, you're Pata. Why? Because that's another Machma Simchas Chasim. We'll see soon the Svar why. So that's what Taisa speaks out. However, if you look up the Rush over here, in Simming, in Sim Dalet, the Rosh in Sukkah, Dal Sim Dalet, Sim Dalet, he argues on Taisus, and he holds the Tzatzka. Ramah, in Chashim Mishpat, goes to Shittasa again. Ramah says, in Shin Ayichet, Siptes, he ended up under the Sim Shin Ayichet, Bachram, Arachim, the Kaskasa, Kala, Bachram, they're right. Shal kachosim chal zikud zezer mama chaverai derech simcha the strike the chaim shad va simcha higher the kenaro came betun. So it's a nari like this. You potter if you mazik the person. You mazik the person. You potter. That's what the Ramah says. What? Not talking for him. All year round. Okay. Okay, so Ramah goes to Shittasai, and Ramah says that if you mazik someone, the shas tucha chasim kala, you mazik mama chaverai, they're doing it since they're shkayk, you potter. So it's much more you see from Ramah, from the Taisin Sukkah and from the Ramah, that's not after only by Torah, but it's also any tuchas chasim kala, the halacha is that you potter. The Pitzah Chayshin speaks out. He says, "Who has going to come out according to this Ramah?" He says that someone is a mazik kliva bal simcha. Let's say you go to a chasna and you're dancing, and you're right next to the band, and you knock into the band to play his trumpet, and you break the trumpet or violin, whatever, or piano. You'll be potter then. Comes out according to this Ramah, you'll be potter because of shas simcha. There is a Daki Moshe, he quotes the Daki Moshe, I couldn't find the Daki Moshe, but he quotes the Daki Moshe Chashim Mishpat, that says, that again, the Shittasa, he brings down from Shem Chum Sadeshen, that if someone's Mazik, Chaver Vishasa covers Mizbeach to Hashanis, he used to go around the Mizbeach with Hashanis, and it was probably very crowded, and you're not to someone, you're Mazik somebody else. So the Moshe says that you're potter. Why? Since it's a shas simcha, and you're mazik shas simcha, you're potter then also. So it comes out that it's not only dafka by Purim. You see cases, chasen kala, akaf is mizbeach, is chasen kala, hashanis. It's come out conscious also, simcha sayah also. There's a mitzvah that you need to say simcha sayah. Come out the same way. Or let's say, Achmas the same with Torah. You mazik somebody, that the Bashar Simcha, you part of the Zakh. And according to Ramah, in our Chayim Chayim Mishpah, he held his father. However, the Beis Yosef and our Chashulchan, all your Chayim. The Mishbu is not clear, but I says he holds his father. So, how do you have a Machlekes HaPaiskim? So, Latina, what's the problem when you have a Machlekes HaPaiskim and comes to Gavitina Mamrit? You can say Kimli. You have Ramah, you can say Kimli like Ramah. And Kimli like Ramah is your potter. So imagine someone's magic so on a Purim, on Sifashaya, or on a Chas, and so on. Is that anything if you damage? Then it's your potter.
So you would make it up, maybe they
have to,
and they go basically by the
Beis Yosef
in general.
See Pastor Ramah. Don't you go, huh?
Okay,
Svadim. Right, Svadim.
So I can take Kimli because I'm
not Svadim. That's a different Shiloh. That's a different Shiloh in Chashim Mishpat. So how, when you say Kimli, if you're Svadim and he's Ashkenazi, you have a gold coin, sir. That's a different Shiloh. Alright. There's a Sefer Mishpat Torah, Chashim Mishpat. He clears the Shiloh. Mishpatari is a Chelek Aleph, Simi Yud. He clears the Shiloh. What's the time? Now we came to Maskana that you potter. He takes on that we take on as potter. That's how all the din. Kimli, we pass in that if you imagine someone on Purim or Sukhasaya, or Sukhasaya, all these things you potter. What's the reason why you potter? What's the reason why you potter? And the Binaf Kimini Lalacha. What's the matter? Why is potter? You say, once more you could say, Chazal wanted that a person, when it comes to a simcha, he should be Sameach, a person, the whole Kaychai. When it comes to Tzitzis HaMitzvah, the person should do, as Kol Karechai, the Mesamech Ba'a comes to the Shah, this comes to Chosek Kala, Shemech Ba'a, it's a Mesamech Ba'a Be'a Chosek Kala. Comes to Simcha Tzaya, you should be learned, because Chodah the Tzaya, should be learned, it's a big form, you want to serve properly. So comes to Simcha HaMitzvah, Chazal wants you, you should try to do the best you can. So Mela, Chazal came and they were on Shkia, from Bimadik. What's the reason why? The Tam Hefka Bezer Hefka. Tam Hefka Bezer Hefka. As long as you Mazik B'Shegek. So it comes out according to this. If you say the reason is cause of Hefka Bezer Hefka is up to the Bishop De Taya, you say that's the reason. It comes out, even if you're Mazik, now it's about Simcha. But you're Mazik another person not Shaykh to Simcha. Let's say they're dancing in the street by Chasna. Dancing in the street and someone has to be walking by. And you knock him down and you hurt him. Hefka Bezer Hefka. Anyone on Shaykh, even if it's not part of the Simcha, he happens to be walking in, he's a Chais. He's a person who comes in and delivering something. Right, he's nothing to do with the Shaykh of the Chasna. He walks in the Chasna delivering something. And so on. He happens to be because of the circle dance, he walks there by and someone pops him over the head. And he falls down and hurts, breaks his glasses and so on. He'll be Pata. Not Kamina. And also, there won't be enough Kamina. Say Hefka Bezer Hefka. There's no enough Kamina. How much he damned in either $10 or $1,000? Who's making up Kamina? Hefka Bezer Hefka. And don't have Kamina if you magic the goof for the person. Don't have Kamina. And also, another further. You don't have to even ask the Chila. Because Hefka Bezer Hefka, if I'm vice somebody, I knock him down and say, I'm going to vice him in such a way that he comes in an awkward situation to push it to the person. You don't have to ask the Chila. Why? Because since all times, Hefka Bezer Hefka. So you can see, that's one reason. That could be made a svara. Why Chazal Pasha? Hefka doesn't have Hefka. So you might pour him some Chesed, all the time out there on the entire, so it's a Shat Simcha. As long as you do B'Shaykh, you don't do it intentionally, and you're doing it to B'Shat to Simcha, then Taka you say Hefka doesn't have Hefka, and you put in all these cases. Or, you say another reason why, it could be a different reason why you put it. Reason why you put in time of Chila. First is Marcha. Since it's not going to be so, when it comes to Shas Simcha, when you've started the Simcha, so each one is your Michael. You know, the first is Torah Mitzvah. So your Michael. So come to that point, if this is the reason, so only, if your magic is only a small amount of money, he's Michael, a small amount of money. Then first is Michael, a couple of dollars, 50, 20, let me finish. Only a couple of dollars, in such a case, a person is Michael. But a person is magic, a schum gadol. He's very crazy. If such a thing costs him a couple hundred dollars, you magic him, then he's not magic on such a case. And also, if he's magic good for the person, or he's magic someone, that is not magic. Money could be magic, but if he's damaged, he breaks his leg, and he's magic good for the person, that's a purchase. Or let's say also, someone who happens to walk in there, he has nothing to do with the Simcha. So that, certainly he's not magic. He's not part of Simcha. So maybe you have to pay, and also, you have to ask the Chila for them. You want to put the Potter from paying, ask the Chila. So those are, so, there's two svaras. One svara is Hefka doesn't have care. So if so, in all cases, the Potter will tell me in all cases, or no, it's the Tam Chila. So Tam Chila, it's not all cases that the person will be Michael.
If it's the Tam Chila, so how can I take Kimberly? Huh?
One second. We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, so the question is, what is the reason? Why Chazal, why he cleared the Svara? He says, this Svara, the Hefka and Hefka, Tam Mechila, is told in the Machlekas HaPaiske we mentioned. The Trumas HaDeshed, which is the Shittas Ramah, they're also in Yamadik, so on, Yepata, and said in Moravam, seems to hold, which is Svara, Machlis HaShekel, they're all Yepata Lagandu. Why? Because they hold the Svara is because Hefka doesn't have Hefka. So as far as Hefka does and Hefka, then I'm part of the Gamma in all cases that could be. Doesn't make a difference if it's the part of guest to the Chasna, not a guest, any Simcha Shul Mitzvah, the Mazik, the Machmas, the Simcha, I'm part of Potter. But if you're part of Bach, that we mentioned the Bach, the Mishmur quotes of Bach that says, then I'm hearing between the Hezek Gola and Hezek Kotter. If Hefka does and Hefka, there's not going to be a Hezek Gola and Hezek Kotter. But if you say the time is causing a Chila, so by Hezek Kotten, a person will be Michael. But by Hezek Kotten, a person is not Michael. So in Mela, if you're Mazik, you do Hezek Kotten, then Taki Chayz Kek, because then it's not Shaykh to Tam Mechila. So it's only in these two svaras.
Baruch HaShulchan,
Hashulchan, yeah, Hashulchan and Chayiv, no case. We're talking, we're passing out of Hashulchan.
He said that the
Zmanah
says different because of
our Simcha. Right, yeah.
So you see, he told
us
that
the Din of Simcha. No, but we're going, Shlokar HaShulchan. Shlokar Beisayas and HaShulchan. Hold your Chayiv in all cases. We don't pass them like that. We don't pass them. Most places are not like that. So a person could say Kimli. Now, once you say Kimli, the time of two, now you're Potter. The question is, how far you Potter? So that's totally what the Svarim. You say the Svarim could have Kippah, doesn't have Kippah. You put the Gami in all cases. You say the Svarim is because of Mechila, so Mechila would be all cases. It would be only some cases, not all cases. That's what comes out.
Zayla has to do with Mechila.
What?
If you hold Zayla's mother.
Yeah.
That would only be because of Mechila.
Or have Kippah, doesn't have Kippah.
Mechila?
Yes. Yes. Have Kippah, I'm for him.
Mechila?
Yeah, according to the according to the sheet of the whole, that it's Pashul Gami. So Mishpatari comes out, says the halacha, that since the Mazik could say Kimli, he could say, hold it, Svara, Hefka doesn't Hefka. So in all cases, he'll be Pashul Gami, or he's Mazik someone else completely. But the Mishpatari adds on, he says like this, it's Pashul, we're talking with someone was Mazik, someone Bishash to see as a mitzvah. But let's say he's at a chastamil. For instance, he's sitting down at a chastamil and he breaks a glass. He takes while he's eating, he drops the plate onto the floor and he breaks it. That means we're going to pay. That's nothing to do with the shastas. When he's dancing with shastas, he's uncomfortable meal. He can't say that's called shas simcha. I mean, it's a time of simcha. But not when he's a samech, the chotzer kal, he's eating his meal then. Or let's say he's sitting next to his friend. And he pours over the glass of wine, and instead of drinking the wine, he spits out his hand and he pours on the person's suit. You're not going to pay then. That's not the shas of a certain such a case, certainly. It's that since it's not the shas, it's charged simchas chaverei. So then he's going to pay. Or he has to ask him, the mazik has to ask the nizik, mechila, they're not to pay. But stamazai, he's going to pay. Same thing also, I'm for him. Let's say Purim, you're driving, you're delivering, you're doing a Torah Sev Yayim. But the Shas, when you're driving, you're not driving properly, you're driving too fast, or you're half drunk, completely drunk, whatever it is, in such case you'll be chayiv. That's the Sirat Mazim Kavana, you have to be careful what you're doing.
If you throw off in someone's house, you have to be careful.
Most probably, yes. Yes. That's, I don't know. That's the Shas Simcha. Okay.
Alright.
He paid?
We paid the caterer for the whole. We paid just the guest from Masik and anything. He said it felt as much a price.
The owner of the.
Who did? Baal Simcha.
Baal Simcha, he paid. He had a door for sure, maybe, that's all.
Who is it?
Van who? Van Kotler? Yeah. Had to agree, he only had two children. He married them in Europe.
When Schwarzman was here, it was in Kettle, so he said it over.
Yeah? Alright, okay. See, maybe he had a door for sure, Medina. Okay. Alright. Well, Meister, Gordon, what? Could we get both to pay the shots to mill? Shots to mill, everyone wants your chai to pay. Not about simcha, the guy who breaks the plate. He had no chiyuv to pay. It's mishnei mishus adin. What's in the chai? Someone who gets at a chasana and he breaks the plate, about simcha should be chayiv to pay. I don't think he's a chiyuv.
What about the plate and the tray that it's noise? They pay for that?
Huh? That's part of the deal, that's part of the contract, you know? Yeah. But yes, sometimes they tell you to bring your own plate. First of all, you could go into where the amazing savings, you could buy it for $1, you could buy a place here, you know? Yeah, okay. Alright. Okay.
It's
cold.
New York.
Oh, New York, okay. Alright. What? How do you know? You don't have cash, you don't have shanas. What?
That's
it says, you're right, maybe Rabban's case was that that on the Kachik it says that anything happens to Chasa, you have to get the tape in such a case.
And all the
caterers
will do that now also.
What?
It will take it easy, the caterers. The caterers will make more money. They're trying to do that also. They stick in their contracts now.
They do stick in their contracts?
Of course. If we would have said it then, they for sure would have it now.
No? Alright. 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 Why is he the student? So, Dafke B'Shatzi is Isaac and Mitzvah, then you say Mazes Potters. Not that Shatzi is Isaac and Mitzvah like during the meal, then the din is during the meal, or B'Shatzi when it's Isaac and the Mitzvah itself, then he's not Potter then.
It's the
mitzvah rufo
rather than the
hechter mitzvah? Right.
Isn't
he still under the mitzvah? What?
Isn't there
a meaning
of
the
mitzvah?
Yeah, but that's the shatz of simcha. That's not going to say a chazan. Huh? Huh? That's the shatz of simcha. I don't know. Okay. Alright. So far comes out. The Ladina see that the Paiskim holds the reason is called the Hefka Pes and Hefka. However, the Chari could say another reason, another sniff to be Mako. We mentioned a little bit last week, we'll go more into this week. Mazik B'Chari, he could say another reason, it's like Mazik B'Shus. The thing is that the Mechavis says the Chashim Mishpat, and Shinai Ches, Sif Ches, Hoi Echad Rats V'Echad Ma'alach. One person was walking and one person was running. There's a kamahalach for us. The person got hurt by a person was running, chayv, mishirat shem shus, he had no person to run. She still makes a walk.
Who was mazal?
The one who was running was not the one who was walking. So then it's yechayv. Why? So it's the machabah says, lamezma amurim, when they're talking about the chayv. Al-be'ev shabbos ben hashmashes, but let's say if you're running the Hashem Neshmashes, Pata Neshirat Peshus. Since it's Rats Peshus, the din is your Pata. So what exactly means is what's the... So let's call Rats Peshus. Rats Peshus, the din is, if you're mad at somebody, your Pata. Now, what it says, it means after Ben Hashmashes? What does it mean? So the Machoik is a Shad, is a Shad on Achreinim. How far is it go? The Goyit Tashri, in Baba Kama says, the Gavdach Kibbein HaShmashis, who has been El Shabbos after Chatzais also, is also called like Ben HaShmashis. Anytime after Chatzais, everyone's busy. After Chatzais Shabbos, you're already taking, doing the challenge, you're going to mopping the floor, everyone's rushed. You forgot to buy something in the store, you run to the store, that's always in the rush. El Shabbos after Chatzais, everyone's always in the rush. So maybe it's like Ben HaShmashis. So if I'm mad at someone, now it's Gavdach Kibbein HaShmashis. If I'm mad at anyone after Chatzais, when I'm being turned in Yare for Shabbos, I'm Pata. It's called Mazik Mishus. That's what the Goyit Tashri speaks out. The Yamsha Shlomo says even better, more. The Yamsha Shlomo says in Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Simcha Gimel, says even more. That even if he's worked for Kovit Shabbos, even on Sunday, I'm already working for Shabbos. I'm making a offer to Shabbos or whatever. I'm doing something to Shabbos and I'm in a rush. And I'm rushing, I'll be tired, even on Sunday, he says. The things I'm doing called Shabbos, in Tzchus HaShvua, he also Potter. And he says even further, Yom Shoshoyma. Not only called Shabbos, but even any Shul Mitzvah Kala, you be Potter. As long as we know for sure, he's doing it for Dvar Mitzvah. That's what Yom Shoshoyma says. However, if you're Halacha,
it's
right. I'm sure it's not the portion. Right. However, Bialacha acts on all this. Bialacha is a Simon and Sivbeit. He says, they bring down the Goyit Tashri, and he says that he doesn't hold it, it's not Mistavo, like a Goyit Tashri. When Chazal said, Ben Ashmashir, it's a man, not Ben Shrek before Shabbos. After Chatzos, there's no answer. He argues on the Goyit Tashri, and he says when the Chazal said the Rosh Peshus is after Ben Hashmashes Mamish.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's
the whole
Torah
is the
Torah of the Mitzvah. He says the Torah is only because right before Shabbos. That's because this man is very small. It's a very short time. But before then, you have to from Chatzos to Mamish. It's not so posh. It's not so far. So go forward. Don't run so fast. You have enough time. You have 4 hours to Shabbos. Okay. You turn, you know you have to go, but be more careful. You're holding Mamish, right? Mashkiah, then you're really wrong. It's the last minute. The difference of a housewife that 5 minutes before is your full of sinin, or 2 hours full of sinin, right? And every house is like that. So it's far. That's what the Mishmur time is, okay? There's a Chumar Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor in Simrei Zayin, and Piskachumar quotes him. Piskachumar quotes him, and he says like this. I am Chus Chavis Yor, Misha Yerot Sekish Elona. Someone asked for Kish Elona. Someone told him to run it down the bike. Can't see it here, but you can see it down the block. A neighbor trusted a poker, the Chanur Zechon, the Shovah Kachemi. He knocked over a barrel of Shemen, the Shiva Klitzoy, book words. The hell of the Chai Meshalem. You have to pay. There's no have to pay. You know, the Chai is Rots Meshurz. So he says two reasons why. If you look up the Chai Meshalem, he says two reasons why you're Chai. One is, he says, Dafka, Rots Erev Shabbos Zman, Docha Kaber, right before Shkia. So he argues, and the Gros HaShri, he doesn't quote the Gros HaShri, but he argues by Shri Yantra Shloima. And he says, another reason, the mitzvah of Kishavani Kaim B'Yachar also. Who says you have to say the Tziva? So, you'll say it at home, you'll say it tomorrow. You ever, when it comes to Kishavani, you have from the third day on, or from the tenth day, from the seventh day on, until 14 days. So you don't say it today, you say it later, when no one's around. So what's the rush? So you can kind of be yachid. And because the right arm had to smell, because you want to say with the tzibah, so you're running, to say, he came, there's no answer to be in Mavik, and same thing speaks out to the Hashulchan. Then the Hashulchan says the two things, it will go off tangent just for a second. The Hashulchan says, when it's called Rosh Peshur, and Shabbos, and it's Rosh, but he also says another thing. Let's say I'm running because of a Kuch Nefesh. Or to save someone from a fire. Let's say your house is on fire. And I see a friend there, and I run to the house and I mark something on the way there. That's called Rats Peshus. Or let's say, someone's hit by a car, and you want to save the guy's life. So you go run into the guy's house, the door's locked, you break down the door, you get to the telephone, and make a phone call. That's called Peshus. Because you're trying to save a person's life. Or someone's drowning in the water. That's also called Peshus. Then that's a chayv, since it's a chayv on him, since it's saying somebody else, there's no difference in Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, and Hashmoshes, that's what Hashem says over here. Zach Hashem Zalman, I come down according to Zach Hashem, Hashem Zalman, Obach, it's Kinta Nishma Savon, in Chosh Mishma, in Shina, in Ches, he says, I come down according to the ambulance. That's the ambulance is driving with us, that's someone who's injured. And he's in the ambulance, and he's driving from the place of the accident, the hospital, and on the way he knocks into another car, or he does some damage on the way there, then he's your partner, because it's in the Rosh Peshus. That's
the term Rosh Peshus means Peshus of all the people who don't mind the fact that you're running, and they don't mind the fact that you're mazik. Isn't that what Peshus means?
I'll tell you what it means in a second, that's what I'm getting to. There's a Ramban. Yeah, that's what I'm getting to now. The Ramban says, first of all, we see that Kamashita is in hold, the Mokka Mitzvah, not after Benesh Moshe, but even for the other Zvan Mitzvahs also. What's the reason why it's a Ramban? Ramban says in Baba Kama that's one of the days. He says, so why have Shabbos? If you run on the road, you have, why is it called Rosh Peshus? He says, the swore is, because the person has to know you have to be careful. Have Shabbos, everyone's in a rush. You know everyone's in a rush. So people are more careful, you have to be more tired. You have to do defensive driving. If you're driving in the car park, you know, yes, it's always. But let's say driving. If you're driving and for Shkia time, there was a rush to the store to get last minute item, right? So last minute item, you're running out to Vine Avenue. The last minute item, and you're last minute before the store's closing. It's 4 o'clock. Colton's closing at 4 o'clock. So you want to be there the last minute. So all the cars in the van, all of you have to be careful. People on last minute, they drive faster and less careful. That's called Rosh Peshus. They'll come out with Rosh Peshus. So Ramban says, because you have to be more protective when it's Rosh Peshus. Come to a chasana. Come to a coincidence to Ramban. And a chasana also. When you dance with a chasana, you gotta be more careful. Because some people dance wild. Bachim come. Sometimes they drink a little chasana, they don't drink whatever. They're a little bit wild. So you gotta dance defensively. Someone should step on your toes. And someone should knock you down. The same thing also comes to other things. I'm poor. You gotta be, people don't drive properly. The running for Zvah Mitzvah could be such a case. But come down, this is a small amount. So you gotta be more defensive. That's a small one. What's the shoot? Because he has a shoot to do. He wants to, he's the last minute man. I should suffer. I should lose. That's right, Raman says, because then you have to be more careful, because you know people are less minute people. You know, it's less minute everything. So, Mera, then what? Then it's considered as for sure. Then you can't hide them. So, Kasa Simchas Kala, or Shata Kovas, or Simchas Taira. So, if you dance Simchas Taira, you know that people are wild dancing. So, you gotta be careful that someone shouldn't knock into you. They dance more defensively. So, Mera, of Shata Kovas, or Shadas, Simchas Taira, Kasa Simchas, all these things, it's cinematic shoes. So Mela, besides, so you have another spot to say why a person is being more careful. So Mela, in these cases, is a sniff to say, besides the spot I mentioned before, that it's that Hefka doesn't Hefka, you can say also the reason because it's not Yishus, and therefore that's why you push it. So Mela comes out of Dina, that someone's not and so on. I'm poor, which was the Ikka Shai was talking about. So magic someone I'm poor, the din is when you magic on form, if you turn it into it intentionally and take the shots, the serious mitzvah, you're part of Pompeii.
In case of an ambulance or those cases, you say, going to save somebody's house,
yeah,
or someone's life, does that, what happens if it turn out to be not? It didn't happen, but was the person. All these other cases, they're not smushed, all these are vada, it's vada, they're not smushed, you can't change it.
It's a stone. The thing is, you fought it. If you thought that the guy was a
well, the price of death. That's what you said. And it's falling in your mouth, it's not Rishos to everybody. But everybody knows that there is no fire. You thought you saw a fire.
As long as you did it,
Erla.
You're right, yes.
They won't go with the Ramban.
Huh?
It's not going to go with the Ramban. What's it going to bother you? You're going to expect the ambulance is running down the street.
When you hear ambulance going, you've got
to. Oh, so you're talking in the case of. You have to expect your partner should leave my door open in case someone comes for an emergency also?
That's a sakana something. All right.
If you think you see someone drowning,
yeah.
And you break through the doors, and it turned out it was a mirage, it was nothing.
I don't know if you can mechayev that.
You can't
be mechayev? I don't think so.
All right.
Another case now. What is the guy's strength? What do you do with the new environment? Yeah, but here, this, by magic, at least by his mitzvah, it's one mechayev, because that's
the I'm poor when you're delivering the shlech money. If, while you're driving, you get
to... That's not considered. That's when b'shat in you're living, but not b'shat in giant. That's only hechsher. Right. The story happened in time of Yais and Aiches. Well, not a case to talk about. Shiloh of Matanis of Yainim. The story happened in time of Yais and Aiches. He came to him. A wagon driver, a Balagola. Balagola came to the Yankton Aiches and was crying and told him, Maitreya Shoya Kachoya. There was a gvir that asked him to take along a few hundred barrels of wine, to schlep along a few hundred barrels of wine with him. To take it for one, to deliver it. The barrels of wine. And this Agler, no time to have banks, he had all his money in his wallet. So he did, he wanted to hide his money, so he hid it under the one of the barrels of wine. Anyway, the Agler, the Balagola, hid it under the barrel of wine. For temporarily, so he had a place where to put it. And this Balagola, this owner of the wine, with the years, from years, and he took with him a guy to help him schlep. And he carried, and they delivered the wine, and all of a sudden the Balagola realized the wallet's not here, there's no money. The whole, all his money that he ever had was taken, was stolen. Nope. Came to the Bianca Nightshift, they stole my money, what should I do? They stole my money. So, the Bianca Nightshift called in the Seicha, and he says, you should know that I believe this Eglon, this Balagola, that he had this, he had money, Tak had money in the wallet, he had his money there. So, did you steal it or not? He asked the Seicha. He says, of course I didn't steal it. And how can you question me? A couple of times, I give him business. I pay him good for Shlach Lach to take all of it, and now he's calling me Nach Akarav Nach Tetzu. Nach Tetzu. So if you're to tell them, I trust you. You didn't steal it. From the stammer, if you didn't steal it, then the other one who has to steal it was the guy. Did you see the guy to steal it? He says, no, I didn't see him steal it. So the guy says, oh, if you didn't see the guy steal it, then I have to be machus for Adam, that all your wine is Yai Nesach, because you're there with the wine when you weren't there. And he stole it. So I'm going to have to be, all right, and then lost thousands of dollars. So the Tzaycha, was Maida. He saw that, he called him in a pitch over there. It was Maida. He's a Tzchana, and said, listen, I stole it. Here's back the money. What happened if this would have happened on Purim? Would have been kind of a person with the grace and actions from the kind of mitzvah of Matars of Yainim. Here the eggline, there were four guys, didn't have anything, all the money taken away. Now he got all the money back for him, is the Yainim to Yainim, Mitzvah Matars of Yainim.
Huh?
What? So that was the Shaila Yivitzik Zilberstein asked. So yeah, very good. Okay. So he answered back. What's that? So what's that? I'm leading to something. That's a question. I'm leading to something. So Zach gives a Zilton, Chashusha Chabad, and Gila. He says, you're not Yaitzer, why? Since the money belonged to the Eglon, and he wasn't Mi'ash from the money, so the Mitzvah Hesher was a Zayla. So what do I tell to Yaitzer? If it's my money. But this is my own time, just you got it back there, you didn't have it. You were able with Chachma, you were able to get the money back. So there's nothing wrong with that. However, what would be a case like this if you found money in the street? You found money in the street, you found a $100 bill in the street, or a few 20s, whatever it is, you found the street. The dinners, Moise, the dinners, if that's anybody Simon, the money, if you find money in the street, the dinners have to. However, it says the Fnei Meshur Sadin, you're allowed to be machus. So this person said he found $100 in the street, and he was machus in the street, he first signed in shuls that I found money, whoever lost money, come to me. If he didn't have to put up signs, it's only Fnei Meshur Sadin, the Gemara says, and says in the Shekhanah, it's only Fnei Meshur Sadin. So he put up signs, and someone came, and upon someone came, and he said to him out, I lost $100. He's able to give me those 520s. He lost 520s and he found 520s. So, he has a shekel simon over here. What happens if this happened on Purim? And the person has to be a poor person. Am I kind of mitzvah matanis of Yainim or not? What's the money? What do you say? Am I kind of mitzvah matanis of Yainim or not? Because you see, this guy did, we're sure. I'm not keeping it. Just that we're the same shit for this. So I'm really giving my money to the Tani. So maybe I'm a kind of Tani of Yainim. I said, well, they're not. Well, no, any answer there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Anyway, it's a machlokes apaiske. Either way, he says it's right. It's a machlokes. The Voyashiv and the Chaim Kaneski. What's the machlokes? In Mishpat Aveda, in the Simon Reish, the text brings down, in Shai Tzedek, the Sifkot Kukot Hei, it brings down the Shaila like this. If I give back, am I clear to give myself? It's different Shaila. If let's say, I find $100, so here's mine, and the Pnei Mishur Zadin, I go and put a sign, and I give back, and I give back the money. Am I clear to give myself on it? I found $100, my money now. So now, even I get $100, I'm going to give 10%. I'm a nice guy. So maybe I should take up $10 and give back only $90. Because I'm going to give my some money. So to my point is, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kaneski. Yeah? Rabbi Yashiv Tainis, he says that since the Gemara says it's in your name, Mishu Satin, it's put into the Aloch of Asher Saveda, so it's, even though it's really mine, but it's not really mine, because I'm kind of the dinner after dinner of the Gemara, the Mishu Satin. So maybe it's not mine. So therefore, you're not going to take a mic to them. If Chaim Kaneski Tainis is a foolish apostate, that you're Chaim. Where you have a raya from? Who's a Bakhi in Chumash? He brings a raya. He brings a raya that by by Avraham Avinu. When he took he took the guest back to Mount Kishon, he gave back took off Maisa, then he gave back the booty, whatever he took. What is that? Yechumish, Pash Lech Lecha. He gave Maisa, and he gave back everything. So you see, I think it's Maisa first. So Hank is right there. Other people want to hang on that. No, it's my good, it's all right. But anyway, but you see from there, even Uriah, that it's yours. If you want to get losing, you want to give back, that's your part, that's your private, your choice. So come down, say anything by it, so come on Afkemina, by Torah Tavyanim also. Because by Torah Tavyanim, if it says, Shaloi Mamish, then it's Torah Tavyanim. If you don't say Shaloi Mamish, then it won't be Yotze Mitzah of, then you're not Yotze Mitzah of Torah Tavyanim. So Torah Tavyashiv, you won't be Kai Mitzah of Torah Tavyanim, because since the Dina is Allah of Nimshu Zadim, so maybe you should give it back. So maybe it's not Mamish Shaloi Mamish. I got the Mam Shaloi, because you have to give Maisa from it. You have to give Maisa, Mam Shaloi. So then, if I give it back then, I'll be kind of mitzvah of Matanus Love Yainim. Okay. Now the Shaila.
What if your mom sees something, you tell her,
an
audience, hey, she's something laying on the street, go get it.
Is that?
This is a stalker?
Love Yainim?
Your mom
sees
a
baby. You want kind of yet? You want kind of yet?
You want kind of, right?
Yeah.
You want kindness.
Yeah, pay your kindness. This case, you're not your kindness. Yeah, pay your kindness. According to Chayyanas, you have to give Maisa from it. It's yours.
You can't be
Makai,
Lashonas,
or
Beda,
it's your kindness.
It's just here. You can't.
Lashonas,
the whole principle of
Lashonas,
or Beda. It's that it belongs to the other guy.
Yes.
That's why you have to
leave. Well, it's almost Nishas Adin. That's in Halacha. Nishas Adin
means
nothing. I'm just telling you,
Machoikas,
what do you want from me? I'm telling you, Machoikas over there. Nishas Adin
doesn't necessarily mean
Lashonas, or
Beda. Nishas Adin means you're a good Jew.
So it depends. So that's the Machoikas. That's the Machoikas. That's
the guy coined it or not.
Yeah. You're right, yeah. So if you hold your kindness, then there's no Mitzvah Shalos Aveda. I'm just being a nice guy. If you hold your not kindness,
you don't have to give
Maisa? You don't have to give Maisa, no. Okay. Another Shaila. It seems that in Europe, there's a tshuva, it used to be a minhag in Europe that people used to give Shlach Manas, used to give it at night. At Shushan Purim, the night used to give. I guess people used to work all day and have time, so used to give it at night. Or let this son's nanas. He was too busy, he forgot. If he forgot to give it on Purim, can he give it after Tzedek Kachavim? Can he give the Shlach Mayis after Tzedek Kachavim? So the Truman Eretz Tzvi, great, one of the biggest guys before the second generation, before the second war, he's the Jew to end the Simon Kufra Balaf. He wants to learn Tzchus and Reva, Haman who sent Shlach Mayis after Tzedek Kachavim. So he wants to learn Tzchus. So he said like this, first is Halacha that you have to have Sudas Purim, or more so you should have Sudas Purim. Most of Sudas Purim should be by Yoyim. Not Ablaila. Not Rav Sudas, not like what we do. It says Rav Sudas should be by Yoyim, and not Rav Balaila. You have to start, of course, wash before Shki. But in Maisa, the Chathkila Ramosa, the Sudas should be, Rav Sudas should be by Yoyim. Not like they do in a lot of places. However,
huh? You're
going to have to all right. Turn us anyway. However, so he's Malamit's Chus. To have the Suda, he has the Malamit's Chus, as long as he starts before Shkia, that's Suda. What's the Raya? He says like this, whenever you start coming, let's say Shkia is 6 o'clock. So you should, so if you have to finish coming, the whole Mincha before Shkia, or, as long as you start, is enough. Or Krishma. Krishma, when you start Krishma in the morning. Krishma, let's say, is 9:15. So, let's say if you start 9:14 Krishma, are you into the mitzvah? Or no, you have to finish the whole Krishma before the Mashiach. We won't spoke about the Shia. So, Krishma, how do you start? So, he says, by Shminatra, if I start before Shkia, and I finish afterwards the dinner, you can finish after Shkia. As long as you start before Shkia. So, he says, who has it by students also? If I start to have the Kzayas before Shkia for the Suda, so it's like Dami Shmuel. So maybe like he's in Lam Tzchus, you have heard the Suda Balayla, it's okay. That's what the Eretz Tzvi says. So Zot Eretz Tzvi, so if I give Shlach Manas after Tzeis, there's a small thing answer. Why? What's the reason why you give the Shailah Perkin, what's the reason why you give Shlach Manas? There's two reasons. One reason is that Machlekes Tshuvas Hadeshen and the Manas Salevi. The Tshuvas Hadeshen says the reason why is that for Sudas Purim, you should have more Berevach, Sudas Purim, you should have more food for Sudas Purim. That's what the Tshuvas Hadeshen says. The Manas Salevi says the reason is to have to Mab Achra Reyes. So according to the Tshuvas Hadeshen, since because you have no Sudas Purim too, so my dear, so if I give you after it takes a Kaharim, he has more food for the Sudah. So may I'm Yaita, Mishlach Manas. Because this is still no Sudas Purim. So may I...
You have to make another
problem because
you didn't have
to begin anything. That's not anything, okay? Alright. So anyway, that's the true stuff. According to the Manas Levi, you will not be Yaita, because what? Achavei is only on Purim. Now it's after Purim, you're not Yaita. So Chayat's totally... And that the Chayr is telling that Machlokes. So if I give it, so the Zvakta says only Shach his Svar and Truma is Shach according to himself. According to Masalevi, it won't help. However, they printed new Eretz Tzvi. They reprinted Eretz Tzvi, and there they had a Goyim to the Mechaba. They wrote it. Not the old Eretz Tzvi, the new Eretz Tzvi. They reprinted. They have a Goyim there from the Mechaba, and there he has. And our God is saying it's maybe good even according to the Manas Levi, right? He says why? He brings down the Shvul Aleket. Shvul Aleket says, the Beis Yosef brings it down, the end of Tafresh Peches. And also, it's a Dakamashah brings down a Kol Mar Adai also. And the Mechaba says it clearly, the Mechaba says, in Tafresh,
that's in the Shvul.
And then the Tafresh Peches, the last year. The Mechaba says like this, Ben here, Shahayat the Svina. Someone was in their boat, like the Derech on the road. The Lord heard the other, Nikila, Dinah the Nikila, Vacha the Tamar Tezvav, Svei Yais Purmei, Tezvav. Tezvav, Chai Yais of Tezvav. Mishmu says, without a bracha. You still read it on Tezvav, you read the Nikila. So Zakta has Svi. You see, you can read the Nikila. You can read the Nikila also on Tezvav, without a bracha, of course. So it says, according to this, also, that to come to the Manas Levi, you'll be answered also. If I give it at that time, since you give it to Megillah, it says, well, so it's Megillah, so who are the Nikilas? You can do also with Shlach Morrison also. So it could be in the Manas Levi, he writes it at the Evid, if you give it at night also. However, he ends off that Zvi, so certainly every Rav has to dash into Mazat Tahirai, that they have to give the Shlach Manas, but still either Yayim, because that's Ikar Zman HaMitzvah. Because it's a Pshat Tzchat to be Yayim any other time. So if a person has to give it, and she give it by Yayim. And that's Taka Amiri. We give Matzonis of Yayim by Yayim, we give Shlach Manas by Yayim, but you do it, you shouldn't give it, but also what on Paiskim, you should do it only after Kriyat HaMegillah. Because when they say the Shechiyano, you have a mind, they say Shechiyano in the morning, then you should have a mind, Shlach Manas, Sudas Purim, and also Matanis of Yayim. You have mind all three things. So you announce that. So maybe you should do it only after Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, then the end of the shir, this is the